Good morning. Happy New Year, special guests Brian Lehrer, Beth Fertig.
Happy New Year. Happy January 4th.
Big week in politics in which we are ending up talking about, who'd have thunk, snow. An almost giddy Bill de Blasio on Friday morning, having made it through, he was able to shovel the snow in front of his Brooklyn home and use the snow example to remind people what an ordinary guy he is.
I am a proud Brooklynite, and I was proud to be shoveling my sidewalk in front of my Brooklyn house. I am an outer borough homeowner. I think many, many people who are shoveling today are outer borough homeowners.
Got that? He's from Brooklyn.
Right. And he went to Queens on the morning of the snowstorm to make an appearance. He went to a sanitation department facility in Woodside, doing part of the job that a mayor does, not left, not right, not inequality fighting, not using pointed language at his inauguration or letting other people do it at his inauguration, but just heading up the snow removal and snow safety effort for the first time and going out of his way, not just to take credit for clearing the streets, but heaping praise on the sanitation workers for the job that they do on the front lines on a day like that. So he had a lot of little political irons in the fire there. Brooklyn, Queens, sanitation workers, all that stuff.
He also went to those scenes. He didn't just stand in some command center, as Mayor Bloomberg used to do, and recite all the statistics. He had a much more personal touch.
Well, to be fair, I do remember running into Mayor Bloomberg one day when I took my son sledding on a snow day to Prospect Park, and he was handing out hot chocolate. But this is the image that de Blasio is creating. Brian, you were telling me the backstory of how Howard Wolfson, the former deputy mayor, called you up because he was upset about the inauguration.
Howard Wolfson on Thursday morning emailed me directly to ask to come on the show to respond to some of the things that were said at the inauguration. And I didn't know exactly what he wanted to respond to, but we invited him on. And it turned out to be the thing primarily that Harry Belafonte had said about the very high incarceration rates in the United States. And Howard Wolfson wanted to make very sure that New Yorkers heard him say this.
Typically, you know, if you ask somebody, well, crime is down to record lows, murder is down to record lows, how'd you do it? The assumption is you locked more people up. Well, we didn't lock more people up.
On the day of the inauguration, we were listening together. A lot was said to slam Mayor Bloomberg. Why was this the thing that Howard Wolfson honed in on?
I think that the Bloomberg folks really wanted to correct the record because they had a real point of pride here about lower incarceration rates simultaneously with lower crime rates, that they weren't bringing crime down by locking people up.
Beth, high-profile appointment this week, schools chancellor, there were a number of appointments announced. What are we? I feel like we're seeing a theme, right, with de Blasio, of the kinds of people that he's bringing on board?
Yeah, he's brought on a number of very, very experienced people, from Zachary Carter, the former prosecutor who's now a corporation counsel, to Carmen Farina, the new chancellor, who had 40 years' experience in the school system as a teacher, as a principal, and most recently as a deputy chancellor.
So much experience that, in fact, she had retired.
Yes, she had retired and she was consulting at Teachers College. But what that appointment says in particular is de Blasio campaign saying, I want an educator to run the schools, after Mayor Bloomberg had an attorney, a publishing executive, and then a former deputy mayor. When she went to visit a middle school in the Bronx, MS 223 this week, she got there in the classrooms and she showed reporters what she thought was worth noting.
And guys, you hear the noise around the room? That's good. I only like schools where kids are talking and buzzing, and where they're actually learning, and where if there are two teachers in the room, both of them are teaching. So kudos to the teachers in this quest.
The de Blasio cabinet has been shaping up with what looks to me like a remarkable consistency. Older people, very experienced in government, from the more progressive wings of city government, but hardly anyone you'd really call an outsider. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, age 66, worked for Giuliani. Schools Chancellor Farina, age 70, a Bloomberg education official until they had a policy falling out. Corporation Counsel, the city's top lawyer, Zachary Carter, age 63, former U.S. attorney who famously prosecuted police officers for the beating of Abner Louima in the 90s. I could go on. These people are of a piece. De Blasio is putting together an experienced administration, people who are both inside and a little bit outside at the same time.
And what it does is it sets him up to get through a challenge like he just got through the snowstorm, which is having people around him who understand how city government works so he doesn't have to worry about that stuff, so he can do stuff like get universal pre-K. Thanks so much, Brian, Beth.
You're welcome.
Welcome.